Tonight, with the beautiful flute music of Anita for Seville Gabua and her husband Sam, we celebrate with them their 38th wedding anniversary here in Campo, California on this, what day is this?
12th of October.
The 12th of October 2005.
Yeah.
And all of the participants of the seminar are here to wish her and her husband Sam the most beautiful memories that they could ever have. Sam is in Nigeria and Sybil is here. And we attempted to call Sam a number of times today, but his number was busy because he had so many well-wishers wishing him a happy anniversary. And of course we wanted to be there too. So we sent him an email and told him happy anniversary. This is our instant
moment,
our thought for today. This is our thought for today. And wouldn't it be lovely to have every thought for today begin with the beautiful music of this lovely flute that Anita had purchased. Is this the one from Switzerland?
From Canada.
From Canada. That she had purchased this American Native American flute from Canada, which she plays with such great charm and such great delight for all of us. Why do these things happen to us? Why are we here on this special day for Sybil and Sam? Why are we here enjoying the celebration of their special day? We're here for a very definite reason. We are bringing vibrations to their marriage, to their relationship, to their work together as ministers of the Church of God Unlimited in Nigeria, and to the future of their activities, which are just on the budding of growing outstandingly down there. Around the table here, we have almost all ministers, which is quite a lovely thing. And we have one young lady who is one of the most outstanding ministers in the world. Every day, she picks up a newborn baby and says to that baby, "You are a genius. You are God. You are the creator of your world, and you have your life in front of you now, and bon voyage into this beautiful world of today." And she parts with the baby and gives it to the parents. And then the parents take this very Christed child, this very beautiful child, and live their life in harmony with its magnificence. That's what Doris Heidi Steiger, commonly called Dodo, does. And she's a very dear friend of Reverend Dr. Irene Merkley, and the two of them have done miracles with many things in their life. One of them was that they just took a tour around Hawaii and blessed Hawaii so much that it is surrounded by purity, beauty, and goodness. And tonight, we had a telephone call from one of our students, and many students, but this one student called saying that she was very interested in having a relationship, and that she didn't have a relationship, and she was so sad because she is sitting home alone not having a relationship. And so I told her, "Are you married?" She said, "No." You promised to someone? She said, no. And I said, well, you're single then. And you have a perfect right to create in your life the perfect man for you. Now, if it includes sex, okay. If it doesn't, okay. Whatever it does, whatever you feel you like in it, it is done. So I see you surrounded by beautiful, handsome, fantastic men who delight in your presence and who find you refreshing and magnificent and really want to be with you in many wonderful ways. Not just one, but many. So you have a chance to have new and grand experiences. And she says, does it really work? And I said, yes, it does. I said, we had one couple who did this in Switzerland, and the wife didn't want to give the man a divorce because she had very bad vibrations with him, and he didn't want to give her a smile because he had vibrations with her. And I told him, I said, surround your wife with beautiful young men who just love her to pieces, and they want to get married, and they want to have a relationship with her, and she can't do it until she is fully divorced from you. And so just surround her with these lovely, I don't want to, I'm not going to do, I don't want her to be happy. I said, well, you want to remain unhappy yourself because you're not letting her be free. Well, I said, well, it works. And so he and his girlfriend spoke their word for several days, surrounding his wife with many wonderful, handsome, fantastic young men who were devoted to her and loved her dearly, and she wanted to be free to have a relationship with him. And so the judge called the man and said, your wife has come in and signed the papers. You may come in and sign them, and your divorce is complete. And so he went in not more than a week after he began working on this treatment, and his joy was done. He and his girlfriend could get married, and they have been living together now for how many years? 20-some years. And before that, they were living together for 8 years when his wife was not interested in releasing him. You see, sometimes you have to love those who hate you and bless those who do not benefit you, because that opens a doorway for you to have everything beautiful and good in your life. Know that is true for yourself, and enjoy it and experience it, because you are ready right now to have that be what your life is. So I bless you all, and I bless Sam, and I bless Sybil Agabua with their happy marriage and their continued happiness for the rest of their lives. They are really creating the perfect marriage. Each is free to do the things they want to do. Neither bothers the other to say, you have to do this, you have to do that. They work as a team together in everything they do, and they are free to walk the path of life however they wish. And what a magnificent way to create a free marriage of togetherness. Bless you.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.